Current Events 2014. It is a wonderful thing when we know, how did the shepherds find the Lord Jesus Christ? By a star. A star guided them. And if you are one of God's elect, you're a shepherd of the people. So you better be able to read the signs. And certainly, as we know from Genesis chapter 1, the stars in the heavens were given for signs. And I would highly recommend, as Doug will have in a little paper here I'll draw from in a moment, Witness of the Stars that we have in our library by an excellent scholar. And it's not to tell fortunes. It's for signs in the heavens that mean something. The thing I would want you to know is there are four comets in view right now in rare places. That's very unusual. So let's start by determining what does four signify. It's Earth, northeast, southwest, spring, summer, fall, winter, always by four. So it's a sign to Earth something's going on. Something's happening that you would have that many comets in sight. And one of them is leaving a fantastic trail to be remembered. We had a fantastic sign, and probably this is the clue to you understanding what's going on. Last year, there was an asteroid or a comet broke up and destroyed most of a Russian city. I mean, it just wiped her out. Now, did man do that? No, man didn't. God did it. It was a natural event, and he is supernatural. And certainly, that should bring some Bible prophecies to your mind in knowing that God's not happy with Russia. Why? They're atheists. Basically, not all the people. We won't. But the nation itself is socialistic communism. And unfortunately, it would seem that some people are trying to drive America to that. It's not going to work. But that's your clue to understanding is what happened at that place. Meanwhile, in the year of our Lord, in the 1980s, NASA flew by Saturn, and there is a perfect hexagon. Storm. What's a hexagon? Six sides. And of course, Saturn is Kyun, as Amos tells us, is Satan's planet. How in the world can you have a storm that's six-sided? It's either a high or a low on Earth, and it's a circle. But here you have, and we had a flyby the other day, 20 years later, the hexagon is still there. Satan is marked, and certainly it was brought to the attention so we would know. So we have signs, and certainly six on Saturn brings many scriptures to light. Now, Doug has done a little paper, which I'm going to read from, and we're going to talk about the comet Ison, I-S-O-N. Formerly known as C-2012-S1. C is a designator that means it's going to be back. F means it's lost, or L, rather, means it's lost if it receives that number. It was discovered September the 21st, 2012, by two Russian astronomers. And that would be Vitaly Nevsky and Artyom Novikonsk, using a telescope at the International, that's I, Scientific, S, Optical, O, Network, I-S-O-N, near Krasilnikov, Russia. So It would seem God points signs out with warnings to some people. And September 21st in Russia is within a day of the fall or autumn equinox, which in turn is very close to the date of the actual birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. We know this from our study on Christmas. So the name Ison may be significant, yet very few on earth could see its useless unless they have eyes to see. So, from Comet Ison, discovery was projected that Ison would come very close to our sun on November the 28th, 2013. But for that close encounter, Ison would traverse several constellations on dates and in ways that herald its coming and potentially represented the beginning of the fulfillment of the prophecies of Luke 21:25. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and and upon the earth distress and nations in perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The time of Satan's casting out of heaven is coming closer. And how close, we don't know. But we read signs, and the signs indicate something's happening, very definitely. There is something all Christians should be aware about the constellations. When we speak of a zodiac sign, say Aquarius, we are speaking of the sun being in the sun of Aquarius. Interestingly, when the sun is in a sign, it is daytime and the constellation itself cannot be seen. The zodiac signs are not the same as the grossly inaccurate astrology signs. You do not tell fortunes by them. And certainly, again, I would say I highly recommend our Witness of the Stars. And so, beginning on December the 27th, 2012, the Ison comet was just north of the constellation Gemini, meaning Messiah reigns as the Prince of Peace. Close to the bright head stars, Apollo, meaning the ruler, and Pollux, meaning one who comes to labor or suffer, the comet, if you could have seen it, appeared to almost stand still and circle Gemini's main stars for months, as seen from the Earth due to our planet's movement around the sun. This circling continued until about July the 14th, 2013, when it conjected and seemed to touch the sun while still in Gemini. Ison comet was seemingly prepared for its now rapid journey into the sun. It did. It went to the sun and it popped right back out. And it did not, it was not destroyed. Now, why would God send an asteroid to destroy a Russian city? Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 38 in the Father's Word. It is one thing to read the signs, and you should read them, but it's something else to align them with the Scripture. Let's take Ezekiel 38 and let's understand. And verse 1, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him." You all know that in the Hebrew tongue, chief prince Meshech is Rosh, R-O-S-H, which was later Rush, R-U-S-S by the Volga, and then Russian. So we're talking definitely about Russia, where a city was about wiped off. "And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech," that's Rosh, "and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaw, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses, horsemen, and all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now listen carefully. Who is this army that is with Russia? Persia. Well, where's Persia? That's Iran. In other words, Iran is with you, Russia. Ethiopia is upper Africa. Libya, lower and into the Islamic neighborhood, Islamic Brotherhood, where we lost four brave men with them. And all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Tugomorrow, that's Armenia, between Russia and Iran, of the north quarters, and all his bands and many people with thee. Now, what brings this to light is that when Syria was where we had to draw a line in the sand, which was never fulfilled, Russia stepped in. They took over the Middle East. It was Russia, Putin, that basically engineered the withdrawal of poison gas and other things in Syria. It was Russia then that the Islamic Brotherhood, they've been furnishing them weapons for years. So Russia's preparing its army, all right. But what I'm telling you is, when you look close, it's already there. The Islamic Brotherhood covers Egypt and everything east. Remember my work on the Euphrates? Kadim, a Hebrew word that says you go there and look east and you'll see your enemy. You'll see what's going down. Well, all you got to do is turn on your boob tube, whatever, and you'll find out who's in charge, all right enough. And you'll see that that army, we lost Fallujah yesterday. That's a city in Iraq that we shed a lot of blood taking. And the people there are being taken over again by the Islamic Brotherhood, which is to say terrorists from Aqaba. So the army is all but put together, my friends. You need to wake up and look. Rush and all of its allies are lined up. Do you realize, with our military weakened the way it is, if we were to have to take on Russia, all of the Middle East, and maybe even China, we wouldn't stand a chance. Except for one thing. God said, I am unhappy with you, Rush. And this is God's doing, that he would annihilate or take over any band they wish to bring against us. So you're living in that time. And that army is taking shape. It's not a pretty sight. You know something? As an old combat veteran, it would frighten me considerably if I didn't know God was behind it. Because, you know, we were in North Korea fighting against some great odds. But that's nothing compared to what the odds would be with being against Russia and all of the Middle East, the Islamic Brotherhood doesn't have Russia's plan. So there would be a split sometime along there because the Islamics intend to bring Islam to the whole world and Sharia law. That's their plan. And that's why they'll do whatever Russia says until they come to it. So when you wake up and see what's formulating, it's not a pretty picture, but it's a wonderful feeling when you read a little more of the letter. Verse 7, and be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. 8, after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. So you want to let that sink in. They will dwell safely, all of them. Why? It's a guarantee from our Father. This is where faith really comes in. Regardless of what might be going down, you have the faith to know God has the hammer, and He knows how to use it. Verse 9, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. It's evil enough the way it is. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. That's America. And I will go to them that are at rest. We are one nation that has no walls, basically. If you ever traveled outside of this country, there's walls about everywhere. They dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Because the answer is real simple. What is your wall? It's God. It's our Father. He is our wall. Okay. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Deban and the merchants of Tarshish. Aha! This is people who would make a profit. With all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Notice they're not at war with them, but at peace. And thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, and to take a great spoil. It won't work, but they're going to try it. Therefore, the Son of Man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day, when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? You better know it, for we have a wall, and that wall is God. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses in great company with a mighty army. They will be equipped. They will have weaponry. It will look bad. It's going to test your faith when you see this come to pass. And it is approaching. Those armies are formulating, even at this time. And thou shalt, you know, the sad part about it is we armed most of them. We fought in Iraq and then left a lot of weapons there. And now they're being used against us. Sometimes I wonder just how bright we might be in our leadership. You know, I said leadership. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. That's how heavy they'll be. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. That's God's purpose. He's going to strike them. They say there's no God. They're going to find out the hard way. He's very real. And He loves His children. That's you. And He's going to shake them up and rip them off. And boy, are they going to have problems. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he whom I have spoken of in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? Where is that? If it was long ago, where was it? Well, let's start with Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25 reads verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels, your advice of old, are faithfulness and truth. You can count on Him. He'll never let you down. Man might, God won't. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Remember, He notched one on His belt last year. He destroyed one of their cities. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nation shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. And he is that wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat of the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And God's going to destroy them. They're going to find out there is a God. That's His whole purpose. Why? They are His children. And He wishes they would love Him. Will they? Well, we'll find out. Now, probably, He said long ago. So we got to go back further than that. I want to go back to Numbers 24. Verse 17. Listen very carefully. You remember the ships of Tarshish? Who's at the root? Don't ever take your eyes off that. Let's find out. Verse 17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob. That star and signs all over. And a scepter shall rise out of Israel and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Seth. Seth has no article here. That means all the children of tumult or trouble, like the brotherhood. And Edom shall be a possession. That's Rush. Syria, one of Russia's, also shall be a possession of the enemies. And Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remaineth in the city. And when he looked on Amalek, that's one of Esau's sons, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked on the Kenites. You want to get to the root of the problem? He looked on the Kenites and took up his parable and said, strong is thy dwelling place. Oh boy, are they built in. And thou puttest thy nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted until Asher shall carry thee away captive. Our Heavenly Father has assured us coming out the gate that He will protect us, that He will always be with us. And He told us long ago how He would accomplish this. So if there was ever a time you need to strengthen your faith, it's going to be tested because it's going to look pretty rough. But our Father's a lot rougher. He can cut it. He will lead us. He will guide us. And He will correct the enemy. You can rest assured. And my friends, there you have it. The current events, it's happening before your very eyes. The armies are forming. Is this the real thing or is it a type? Well, rest easy. Ease your pack down, take five. Relax, get in His Word, and watch. You're a watchman. You're supposed to watch and read those signs. And hey, there's enough to go around. There are signs everywhere.
The Mark of the Beast on CD is our free